Before we go to Matt Bubala, real quick, Dan's been holding. Dan, this is John. You're on the air. What did you want to say?
Hi, John. I was just going to say that I think you got some bad advice from that lawyer.
Oh.
Because all you're going to do is create more correspondence, which you do not want.
I do not.
I would just, and they probably will send you another one because they'll assume you didn't get it. If that's why you're asking. So,
oh, yeah.
I would just send back the invoice marked, I did not order this, please credit, and then forget about it.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with that company, and so I think that's the best way that you should handle that.
Where they send you these collectibles that you didn't order, figuring now you're in the loop and you're going to start buying them, and they'll just keep invoicing you for them.
Yeah. That's how they do that marketing, and they don't care if people don't pay for it. They get so many of those made that at the end of the production run, they destroy many of those. Because,
all right. So I'm writing, plus Dan says, what should I write on here, Dan?
I did not order this product.
I did not order this
product. Please credit this invoice.
Order this product. Please credit this invoice. All right. Super duper. All right, Dan, I'll let you know what happens. Thank you for your help.
Enjoy your show, John.
I appreciate your help. This little order form, I guess, it's got a lot of writing on it now. Thank you, Ron Cox, who texted into us. Hey, John, Five Easy Pieces. Five Easy Pieces is the movie you guys were thinking about. Steve Bertrand and I both had the same thought the other day about our old producer, Matt Bubala, who, of course, you hear Saturday nights, late night, overnight on WGN Radio. How are you, Matt?
Hey, good, John Williams. How are you?
What time are you on this fine radio station?
I am normally on Saturday mornings, 2 to 5 a.m.
So that's Friday night into Saturday morning.
Yes, that is. But technically, it is Saturday morning.
Saturday morning from 2 to 5 a.m. What kind of a life is that for you and your family?
Hey, John, real quick, let me ask you. I worked with you for about 10 years there as your producer. Are you sure you didn't just order this thing and you forgot?
I don't know.
So why aren't we just calling them and saying, hey, I don't remember ordering this. Do you guys have a record of me actually ordering this?
Let me see if they have the phone.
Can I help you on this point? Someone called in and she said that her daughter dealt with that same exact company sending her stuff and that she hadn't and demanding that she pay for it.
Right, that's what I'm getting here.
So she said that her daughter had to deal with them for 2 years before they left her alone.
They do not have a phone number on this thing, Matt.
Oh, very smart then.
a lot of language on how I can pay with my credit card, but I'm pretty sure, Matt, even accidentally, I did not order the collectible wiener dog set.
Yeah, that's fascinating to think that a company would spend that. I mean, if that's really what they're doing,
and it works,
they would spend that money. Yeah, and it must work, right? There must be tons of people who just go, oh, well, guess I order this. Here we go.
Right. So if the real, say it's $42. You keep sending out these $42 things. If one of 10 of those hit, you're going to get $42. Now, that must mean that the other nine did not cost collectively the $42 that you just got, right? That they must
probably cost about 45 cents for each one.
Right. So you could send out 100 of them.
Yeah.
Matt, have you been following the Supreme Court ruling on the rights that police have to search a person's property?
I have not.
This could be your big day.
The Supreme Court, I'm reading from the USA Today. The Supreme Court has ruled that police cannot enter private property to search a motor vehicle without obtaining a warrant. It's an 8-1 decision overruling three lower courts. The ruling was written by Sonia Sotomayor. Justice Sam Alito dissented. Here's what happened, Matt. The cops were on a high-speed chase with somebody who stole a motorcycle. And the guy gets away. But the cop thinks he knows where the motorcycle is. And he goes to the house, and there parked in the driveway is a motorcycle with a tarp over it. He goes, huh, I'll bet that's the motorcycle. So he goes under the driveway and pulls off the tarp, and it's the motorcycle. And they arrest the guy. The Supreme Court has said that you do not have the right to go onto that person's property and search to see if that's a crime that's been committed and write him a ticket. Now, what do you think that reminds us of?
See, I'm trying to remember what my famous argument must have been at some point. I don't remember now.
I thought of this instantly,
Matt. Me too.
You got a ticket because not having a city permit or something, the cops walked up and down your sidewalk and looked onto your driveway and saw that you didn't have the correct stickers.
I think the car was in the garage.
You don't remember that?
I think this must have been in the parking garage because we don't have stickers where I live.
You didn't live there at the time.
No, wherever you were living. It wasn't West Dundee, Matt. Where did you live before West Dundee?
Schaumburg.
It was Schaumburg. I remember it.
And you had to have a vehicle city sticker, and you didn't have one, but your car was parked at least on the driveway.
I think it was on the driveway, and the police were walking through the neighborhood, and they could, from the sidewalk, observe who didn't have their stickers.
And they went up and gave you, they put a ticket under your windshield wiper.
This was like a two-week bit.
How do we know this and you don't?
Well, I guess my life has been better than the two of you over the last 20 years.
We're still ticked about this.
Right.
You were indignant.
I was incensed.
I know. It was outrageous that they would. Because for one thing, how did they know that that car belonged to the homeowner? It could have been a visiting car, right?
Couldn't they just look up the license plate and see who it's registered to?
Maybe they did. And then they go, wow, what do you know? Matt's car parked on his driveway. And they walked onto your property and gave you that ticket. And I don't think they should be able to do that.
And so now the Supreme Court ruling seems to maybe indicate that you should get your money back.
We think you've got some stead here, Matt.
I think that those are two very different cases.
This is so disappointing that you don't remember this.
And that you're arguing for the cops now.
What happened to you?
Well, what I'm saying is that that's different than search. If they would have gotten into my car or done something that's different than just, hey, there's a license plate. He hasn't paid his city sticker. There's his car. Here's a ticket. I mean, that's different than getting into my car without a warrant.
Well, but they're both, in both cases, they are in a way searching your car when it's parked next to your house. And the Supreme Court said that the police could not search your car parked next to a residence.
In this case, Matt, they were
searching my car. They're seeing that I didn't pay a city.
All right, just give us $50 again. Saying, we're trying to save you money, and you're arguing against us.
The way the story is,
I moved out of that town. I'm not paying those fees.
Yeah. In this case, the story was written that there were conflicting previous court rulings. One said that they can go through your car if they suspect that it's been stolen, because a car is so easily moved that the cops, they've got to act right now. But if a motorcycle is parked on the driveway, they said that the sort of rights that you have to no illegal search and seizure of property in your home don't extend to your driveway. So the car, maybe they could if it was at a mall parking lot, but a motorcycle sitting there on your driveway, you can't say that's an illegal search. I'm getting this backwards, aren't I, Steve? The cops are saying, the court is saying that the cops don't have a right to pull the tarp off.
No, not if it's parked next to your home.
Yeah. Anyway, we're trying to help you out here, Matt. We thought that would...
And you don't care.
Remind you of this.
Do you guys think I'm still fighting that ticket 15 years later? Or
you're still fighting so many things from 30 years ago. Why would you be fighting this ticket?
And besides, I mean, you don't... It's what's the takeaway from this, Matt, is you don't even remember this story.
I don't.
And Steve and I talked about it for a while the other day.
I mean, I
realize that after that we had triplets and things like that, right? So pretty much I don't remember. I barely remember working with the two.
That's a good point.
Real quick, as long as you got me on the phone, John.
Yeah.
How brilliant of it. I don't know if this has been touched on, but whether or not he should be pardoned or not, that Blagojevich and his team or whoever's advising them say, here's how we do this. Patty, you go on Fox News. Rod, you write a letter that gets printed in the Wall Street Journal, and you attack the way that law enforcement is doing things. I mean, they're just checking off all the boxes. He's going to get pardoned, and he earned it. Because he played the system.
Yeah, you're kind of right about that.
He knew his audience and he went after it. It's actually kind of brilliant.
You know, and it used to be that you could never get the president's attention, right? Because the president has got layers and layers and insulation and security. You're not going to be able to call the president. You can't get his attention. If you write him a letter, maybe Barack Obama reads yours as one of the 10 of the thousands he would get, right? But it's not that complicated. Find a way to get on Fox News. Find a way to get on Fox, and the president will find out about you. She was on with Tucker Carlson.
It's done very smart. Now, Steve Bertrand, do you remember our private conversation with Rod Blagojevich from years ago?
The one after Blago was on at your studio where he did an interview?
Yeah, Steve interviewed him for the Barnes & Noble thing he was doing, and then after we were done, we started asking him real questions, and I said to him, isn't what you're doing illegal, though, by what you just described? And he goes, oh, my naive young friend. And then he went to jail.
Yeah. Oh, there's more to that story than that, though. Hold on. You got a second, Matt?
Sure.
All right, stay there. What's the matter, Steve?
Nothing.
It's 2:21. I need to pause. We'll come back. And by the way, a lot of you have things to say about what Matt previously went through. We can hang up on Matt because he won't remember it anyway, but I am interested in your observations about the Bubala ticket story and part two of the Blago story. Matt Bubala is on WGN Radio Friday nights, Saturday mornings at 2. Used to produce my show. The Supreme Court has said that if you stole a motorcycle, put a tarp over it, and put it on your driveway, the cops cannot come up without a search warrant and take the tarp off. They do not have that right. It reminds us of once upon a time when the cops came onto Matt's driveway and gave him a ticket for not having a village parking sticker. Matt doesn't remember that, but we thought maybe you'd have a case, Matt.
Well, I think that's two very different things. The more I think about it, I mean, with the village parking sticker, and I don't remember what my argument was at the time. I'm sure I was very annoyed that I got dinged for that. But where else are they supposed to find me? I didn't buy the village parking sticker, and I live in the town, and I'm supposed to do that. If my car's on my driveway, I mean, where else am I? Are they just supposed to patrol the Jewel all day long and nail me there? I mean, that kind of makes sense. Now, if somebody stole a motorcycle, they know that dude stole the motorcycle, or they just see a motorcycle and... And
they suspected.
Like, hey,
they suspected.
Yeah. It was a stolen motorcycle. So
it was a stolen motorcycle, but they aren't sure until they pull the tarp off.
Under the tarp, yeah. Do they know that whoever lives at that house is the one who stole it? You wouldn't want the police just going house to house anywhere there's a tarp saying, hey, maybe it's there.
I'll tell you what. I'll do you a favor, Matt. I'll call the village of Schaumburg and have them issue you another ticket. Would that make you happy?
Yeah. Because you were furious.
You were furious.
Fine.
First of all, I think the principle, too, Steve, was that none of us believes in village parking stickers anyway.
Right.
That's a crap.
Yes.
So you guys were talking about the Blagojevich interview?
Yeah.
Matt?
Do you remember? Do we all remember that the same way? So Blago comes out with a book. What was the title of the book? Blago or something like that?
I'm Going to Prison.
It was not. He was not in jail yet.
And we were doing it for BarnesandNoble.com, right, Matt?
You taped the interview at Matt's studio over on Rush.
He comes up the stairs. Remember, he was attacked by a dog coming up the stairs. Do you remember that?
He was?
Yeah, there was some dog in another office.
But one of the things that guys like Blago do to gain your confidence is to say off-color things in private. And as I recall, he used some incredible language with you guys.
John, after about 20 minutes, I'm trying to get rid of him. And Matt's like, no, keep him going,
We're rolling tape. We're rolling tape.
The interview ended, and we're just all standing around talking. And he was saying the most foul personal things about
other people.
We know.
Yes, that's right. That's right. He called somebody a really bad name, right?
Oh, he said several times.
Yeah, yeah. So that was one thing.
So I still have that.
Do you have that audio?
Yeah, and I don't think it was ill-gotten. I mean, he knew we were recording him.
It was. No. Here's the thing. So when we shot video...
Matt, we don't have to talk. Matt, we don't have to say everything on the air.
Okay. You can't play that audio.
Okay. All right. Well, if he didn't think that it was being recorded...
Well,
I wouldn't
play it anyway, but...
Yeah.
Because the cameras were off, but we record through the radio board, so we were all still in there, so that kept running.
Isn't there a certain sort of expectation if you're talking with a microphone clipped to you in a studio that it might be recorded?
Well, we don't have to go in this direction.
I know, but I mean, Billy Bush's tape was played, and we didn't seem to have a problem with how that was begot, but we don't need to go there. All right, so anyway, Matt, we're out of time.
Send your subpoenas to Steve Bertrand. He was the one interviewing, but he used to be the one with the court fees.
It was your equipment.
We'll listen to you Saturday morning at 2 a.m., Matt Bubala.
I'm traveling this weekend. I won't be there this weekend, but we'll be back next weekend.
My best to Jack, the triplets, and Colleen, too.
Thank you, buddy.
Are you playing baseball this summer? Are the kids playing?
Yeah, we're not going to be there this weekend because they're going to be in a tournament in Cooperstown for a week.
Well, I think the Hall of Fame is there.
All right, Matt. I want a full report next week, my friend.
You got it.